98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now,
calling it our decision maker segment here on the Burns and Gambo show.
Well, you got the top guy then for the decision making right here.
Absolutely, we do. Typically, that's
the legend.
That's the nickname I have for my wife and have had for 26 years that I've been married to.
I think everybody has that nickname for their wife. Every wife's a decision maker,
the shot caller, the dream crusher. I mean, whatever, whichever one you want to use.
But,
not mine. I love my wife. She's not the dream crusher. But we do have the Coyotes decision maker on with us right now, the general manager, Bill Armstrong, chuckling along with us in the background. How you doing, sir? Good to have you on the show, and we look forward to talking to you every week, every other week, however the schedule works out. It's good to have you on, man. We appreciate it.
Gambo and Burns, it's been great to join you guys, and it's going to be awesome talking to you guys. And this way, Gambo can phone me and text me bad things every night about my who I have acquired, and then we could talk about
man,
it a couple weeks later. It'll be great.
But you made me so happy this year with that trade with Vancouver. I mean,
I
you
did.
Just... You made me so happy getting rid of that bum who can't skate because he's got no leg strength. So I like the trade even more. And let's start here. I loved that trade that you made with Vancouver. I absolutely loved it. I hate giving up Connor Garland, but the other guy, he wasn't any good. But let's just talk about Dylan Gunther. I mean, he was dominant in the rookie tournament. He had a goal and an assist in your first game. As you watch this kid play, it's like, wow. I mean, people are going to love this trade once he makes it to the NHL, maybe next year, and they get to see how good he is. But just give me your early thoughts on what a great draft pick you made with Dylan Gunther.
Well, that trade helped us out, because of the simple fact it almost put us a year ahead of being able to get a pick in the top 10. And those guys typically, for the most part, if you pick the right guy, they can be difference makers for you. Dylan Gunther, we got lucky, to be honest with you. We didn't think he'd be there, but he was. And we had two guys inside our organization that knew him like the back of their hand. And they just said, listen, do not go by this guy. This guy, I'm telling you right now, can score goals. And that's all he's done since he's come in. He's going to go back to junior and play another year, but he could come in at this time next year and push for a legit spot on the top two lines. He's just a natural goal scorer, not only with his mind, but he's got a special shot, and he didn't get any points last night, but he hit the post and he had two great chances at it. So he's in the mix, and he's got to get bigger and stronger. But he's our kid that we love, and the simple fact that he's right into our culture. He just lives and breathes hockey, and all he wants to do is get better and be a Coyote.
That shot is special, but I've also liked his, like, going to the net. I mean, it's been a couple of times where he's crashed the net for a guy that obviously has to get bigger and stronger to take on the rigors of the NHL. I mean, he's not afraid to go to the net.
No. And that's one of the things when we studied about him when we went to draft him, is that he takes the puck to the net. But he just has that knack to score goals. You know, even in the LA game we played the other night, just arrives at the right time. And then next thing you know, the rebound's on his stick and he puts it home. But very humble kid, hardworking kid. He wants to make a difference out there. And, you know, last night I had to laugh. He got caught in a situation where we were killing penalties and he wasn't getting on the ice, and you could just see him how unhappy he was, you know, about not playing. And he gets out there and he just had that little extra fire, and soon enough he had two good looks at it and almost buried one. But he's a hungry hockey player, and he's the future's bright for us with him being a part of it.
A lot of change, obviously. New coach, new division, new this, new that, new players. It seems like the most profound change is the one between the pipes at goaltender. Kemper gone, Ronta gone, Hutton in, Kornar in. How I know it's early. You played, you won last night in the preseason. How is that going to shape out early and over the course of the season, Bill?
We're a different team. Like you look at last night there, we might not be as talented as we have been in the past, but what we have are our kids that are coming. We have big players. They're banging bodies, and, we can just go and outwork teams, and whether it's Yaskin, you know, are some of the guys like O'Brien, and they're banging around, and Krauser seems to have found the magic again. And, you know, it's just, we've got the big guy in D, Provanev and Labushkin, you know, and just, we got bigger bodies in there that are playing much, much harder. And that's a difference for us right now. You know, you go to that game last night, you know, we might not be, you know, ultra smooth or the perfect team, but you come out of that game, you're seeing scrums and pushes and shoving, us running over goaltenders and, you know, just hitting everything in sight and paying a price and outworking teams. And there's a little bit of magic to what coach does. He demands, you know, hard work, and he makes sure everybody's invested in it. If you're not, you won't be with us long.
I like the size on Connor Timmins too, and I think that was another good trade by you. Just give me your thoughts on how he's progressing and where you see him fitting in.
Well, Connor, number one, like you said, he's a big boy. He's a big boy. He's pushing almost 6'3" out there. But what, you know, he's a hungry hockey player because he hasn't found traction in the NHL. You know, he's played around 35 games, and he's hungry to prove he's a full-time NHL player. And that's what you like out there, guys. He's got a little bit of size. He's hungry to play the coach's system and play it hard. So he's been a really good add for us, you know, just coming in. And, you know, some of the other guys too, like, you know, even like Moser, we added in the second round. You know, he came out of the European League, but he's played pro before. Like, he's just a workhorse. And Cole Chonik, we picked him up in another trade. And it's just proven that we get him as a free agent. He hit somebody last night, almost split him in half. So what we've been able to do is add some kids with some work ethic, some grit, and some determination, and that fits right into the coach's playbook.
Bill Armstrong, general manager of the Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, part of our weekly Decision Maker segment with the Coyotes here on Burns and Gambo. When you go through that much change, and we're talking about all of these new names, talk about the holdovers a little bit, and the guys who survived all of that change, and how do you think they're managing dealing with everything that's changing around them with this roster right now?
Well, I think they've embraced it. I have to give our core credit, you know, the Chychrun's of the world, you know, Keller and Krauss and Smoltz's of the world, that they've embraced that change, and they've come into camp, you know, out of all the guys that we brought to camp, they've come into camp in some of the best shape that I've seen them over the last 2 years, and they've come to play. So it's been a pleasant surprise that this core has dug in and embraced it, and, you know, and come to camp in great shape. And that's a credit to those guys. You know, a lot of guys could have said, hey, listen, we've made all these changes, everyone's predicting us to finish low in the standings, I'll just pack it in, but they didn't. They showed great character, they showed up to camp in great shape, and they've showed up to work.
I love Chychrun. I think he's got a chance to be a very special player, but he is only 23 years old. I'm very reluctant to see too much put on his plate, and I'm talking about the captaincy here. I don't mind waiting a year, you know, for more development, you know, because if you're going to lose some games and you're doing the right thing here, but just give me your thoughts. Do you feel like you're going to name a captain this year, or do you think you could go the year without one?
Well, I think we could probably at this stage go a year without one. Coach and I have kind of sit down, chatted, but you know, just briefly. But our whole thing is that, you know, the problem is sometimes when you put the captaincy on somebody, it really weighs them down. Not everybody can, you know, it doesn't make everybody better. Sometimes it makes, you know, people worse and brings out the worst in them. And, you know, you have to be very, very careful in who you select as a captain. And, you know, I have that saying that, you know, hire slowly, fire quickly. And, you know, that's the thing with the captaincy. You're going to creep on it, move on it, take its time, put an A on the person first and see how they do, and you see what their peers think about them, and move into it slowly so they slowly adjust. And then when the weight's on them, it's not a huge weight. They're used to the feel of it, and that way it's a better fit for us. Yeah, long term, we don't have to go. Because when you have to go and take the captaincy off somebody, it's usually not a good thing, and it usually doesn't go over very well with the player. It's always a hard thing. So just from my past, you know, let's move slowly and take our time and put the right person in charge to lead this organization.
I like what you're doing, Bill. Right. I do. I like what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate the time. We are happy, very, very happy to have you, not only the Coyotes back on the station, but to have you be a part of it every couple of weeks here. I hope you are as happy with us because now you have to deal with Gambo berating you on the air every other week. I hope you're ready for that, Bill. I hope you're prepared.
I love his Texas. I love his Texas. You know, he's like, it's like a super fan on steroids with his Texas, and it's, you know, and he gets me always at the my happiest moments. That's what I love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
he always seems to get me at the happiest moments.
It just brings you right down, doesn't it, Bill? It really does. It just absolutely tears you right down to the studs.
I could be like a psychiatrist in some ways.
You say that now, we'll see how you feel about that in the middle of February, for goodness sakes. Thanks, Bill.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Oh,
we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bernsie. Thanks, Gambo. Thanks for having me on. Take care.